Well, obviously, that's a disappointing performance. I expected better today, and I thought we practiced well all week. Disappointing. We didn't protect the quarterback. We didn't block guys, and until we figure out that this game is about blocking and tackling, catching the ball, doing your job, then we're going to have more results like this. But we're going to keep grinding them and keep pounding. And anyway, it's disappointing. Go ahead.
What do you attribute most of the pass protection to?
They kicked their butt. And give credit to Detroit. They did a good job.
Is it more physically getting beat, or were there communication issues up front?
I think we physically got beat.
Is it almost unfair to put a rookie quarterback back there when he's not getting any time at all?
No, because he could have got the ball out some other times too. This isn't a one guy messed up deal. This is a bunch of them today.
Is it kind of more of a concern for you when it is just the physical getting beat, like you said, from a physical standpoint, not game plan, schematics, things like that? Is that more?
No, concern is concern either way.
I know you don't like to make excuses, but you've been without Peterson, been without Fusco, been without Rudolph on offense. Did these things catch up when you're without three players of that caliber?
We just coach the guys that are here. We don't worry about that.
How do you feel about just the season today, 2-4, and what do you have ahead of you?
Well, if we don't take care of things better than we did today, it doesn't matter what we have ahead of us. I'm extremely disappointed about this loss. And I can handle getting beat, but I can't handle getting our butts whipped like that.
What did you say at halftime? Anything
particular? I don't know. Whatever I did, it didn't work.
What can you do to reduce the number of quarterback sacks?
Well, we may have to keep some more guys in the block.
Do receivers get separation from play floor?
No.
What did you think defensively?
I thought they fought. The first drive was poor.
Is Petty 100%?
Yeah, he's fine.
Any lag with your team from Green Bay to now?
No, I don't believe so. I thought they were ready to play. I'm still having a hard time judging these guys a little bit, but their job is to judge me now.
Having a hard time judging them. What do you mean?
Just getting the feeling, I thought they'd be. We had a good week of practice. We practice good. Sundays we don't play as good as we need to. That's the thing I can't figure out.
Why don't we
play like we practice? You don't see any of this stuff going on in practice.
What did you mean when you said their job is to judge you now?
That's their job. I'm the boss. So. Their job is to please me, not the other way around.
In terms of Teddy, big picture, he is a rookie. Is this what life is like for a rookie quarterback? You're going to have your ups and downs.
Yeah, he's going to have ups and downs. We just got to make sure that we keep him upright so that he doesn't get so we can continue to improve each week.
Was Cordero's hip limiting him today?
His hip was bothering him, yes.
Is Jarek your starting running back?
I don't know. We'll evaluate all that. He started today.
Defense holds them 1-12 on third down. Overall, were you fairly pleased with the defense?
We did a better job on third downs.
Did you see enough of Tom Johnson? It seemed like he had a pretty good game today. Were you both sent?
It's hard for me to see those inside guys.
How many of those sacks that Teddy took would you put on protection? Some, or any of them on him holding on to the ball too long?
Yeah, there's probably a few. Mm-hmm.
So how do you assess his game overall?
Not good enough. I have more. I have high expectations for him as well, and I think he can do better.
What did you see on the first interception? You get down in the red zone and maybe he doesn't see the safety or something?
We expected the safety to go with the inside guy, and he did not. He kind of fell off.
Is that something that Teddy maybe should have seen in the play and adjusted off of that?
Well, I mean, you know, things happen. He probably thought he had it. The safety kind of leaned and then came back, so.
Maybe in a legal while, have you been through something like this before where guys don't play like they practice and you had this issue where you've been able to pass with other teams and kind of play?
I'm sure I have. It's been 21 years, so. But this team, like I said, they're hard to figure out, but they care. They study. I haven't changed about my opinion about how they go about their business. Now, maybe I'm missing something, but I've been around an awful lot of teams. And, you know, bothers me a little bit when, you know, some things happen bad and, you know, we don't fight our way out of the hole. And that's what the good teams do. We haven't done that yet. We're a little bit, you know, things are going good, we're pretty good. Things are going bad, then we don't continue to push out, fight out. You know, defensively, I thought we hung in there today. Special teams, I thought was poor. you know, but we've got guys on the sideline talking to officials. I tell them, don't talk to the officials, let me do it. You know, we're undisciplined. Trust me, we're going to get disciplined.
Like a player can step up and be a leader and correct that stuff, or is that on you as a head coach to remedy that?
Well, I mean, you can have guys do it. I don't know that anybody has, but I'm going to continue to preaching the message. It's not going to change.
What's your assessment of Marlon's play so far?
I don't know. He made a couple plays today. You know, I think he can play better. It's hard. You know, he made a couple plays. I know he got beat on 1-7 route.
When you say that things got to change, are you talking about a massive kind of switch?
No, I'm just saying some of the things we're doing leads to undisciplined play, and we've got to change a lot of these things. That you know, I had to find a lot more guys this week for whatever reason, missing a meeting, late to a meeting, whatever. So. But I'm not going to let them slide. I'm going to keep pounding my head. And like I told them, the fines are going to start going to the max now. So I'm tired of it.
Hey, Coach, our team's going to start disregarding our ground game, the future, more blitz, more pass rush.
Well, if you don't run the ball better, yeah. But, you know, we didn't run the ball effectively. We didn't throw the ball effectively. We didn't catch the ball effectively. We didn't get open with receivers today. We missed some throws. There were some guys open that we missed. So, you know, it's a combination of things.
Teddy didn't have his best game, but is it fair to say that there were other causes for some of the lapses too, whether it's protection or receivers dropping balls? He's put in kind of a bad spot.
No, I don't understand what you're asking.
I'm just saying, maybe he didn't have his best game, but is it fair to say that there were other concerns, other causes that maybe wasn't as bad as the score sheet would indicate? Or do you feel he just had a downright bad game?
Well, he didn't have much time. Guys dropped some balls. I mean, we can nitpick at all this stuff, but there was a lot of people that could have done better, including him.
You were finding guys this guys. Week for being late to meetings?
Excuse me?
You were finding guys this
I
week?
I find guys every time, anytime they're late. Late to a meeting, late for treatment, late for whatever, I find them.
Is that an issue, an overriding issue for you?
Hasn't been, no. But they're going to get fined.
If you had guys, though, that...
This week than usual?
We had a couple.
How much extra does that eat at you? I mean, after the loss to the Packers, you think the last thing a player would do would be late to a meeting. Does that even irk you even more?
You know, players have been late throughout the entire time of things. Our guys have been pretty disciplined. I just said this week there was a couple more than normal. I mean, there's been some weeks we haven't had any. so, you know, I got to get back and get to treatment, be on time for treatment. It's not about coming in at 8:10 when they're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock.
Without their top running back and receiver, did that affect your defensive game plan any?
Well, it changed some of the things we did, yes.
For example, what things you were able to...
Well, I'm not going to reveal my game plan, so... you can probably figure out that we would have paid a little bit more attention to Calvin Johnson and Bush.
Last one for Coach
Mike. Whether it's because of you talking about being late for meetings or their play on the field, I mean, do you consider pretty heavily personnel changes this week?
We're going to look at everything again. We're going to look at everything.
All right.
Thank you.